This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking up our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on our syndicated radio show through GCN. We also have two additional hours, five additional days of the week. Come on over to robertscottbell.com any time of the day or night. And the live chat room usually is active when we're on the air. Thank you all for being here. This is a place that we, I guess you could say a safe space, but I don't like that because many people are offended. I trick them. It's like, oh, it's safe here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And then suddenly I talk about freedom and then these snowflakes melt. Well, they don't melt in Canada right now, at least the truckers. We're going to talk about that. The rise of bodily autonomy and defense of it, or the attempts to regain it in Canada. I've been very curious to talk to an honest-to-goodness Canadian. I think I got one. He's also a radio guy, a good friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show. His name, Mike Phillip, from Americanuck Radio. And I thank Super Don for connecting us all that time. And, Mike, I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been a while.
Thanks for having me. I don't feel safe here.
Oh, I see. I knew it. I knew I was a threat to all Canadians everywhere. You know, we Americans, and you're a North American, but we talk about how offensive we are, or we're claimed to be offensive by those that are not here. But we love, at least some of us, liberty so much that we're willing to offend in the process of defending liberty or trying to regain it. And now we're watching what's happening in Canada with this trucking convoy. And I'm thinking, I don't want to have too much hope, but to think that the Canadian people realize that the Trudeau administration has ushered in overt tyranny, not just subtle tyranny, but overt tyranny that they might even be willing to go, you know, I'm nice, but I don't think I'm going to stomach this and I'm going to stand up against it.
Yeah, just a couple slight corrections. I am a citizen of the United States of America and a citizen of Canada. My father is from Chicago and served in the U.S. military, and my mom's side of the family actually came up here to Alberta from Iowa, so I have a lot of American in my background. But that being said, I have spent the majority of my life in Canada, and it's what a lot of people need to understand with these protests going on is that there's a lot of dynamics in play that people that don't live here wouldn't understand, and I wouldn't even expect them to, quite frankly. But there's been a really long train of abuses, and people are being pushed into a corner in several different ways. It's not just the vaccine mandates. Just to give you a little example, we got a brand new carbon tax, in January at the beginning of 2022 here. And, my father-in-law called me just this morning and said, well, it's official. We can't afford to live, because they got their power and gas bill, which the previous month, which was colder, came out to $600 for their small farm. With the new taxes kicking in, it came out to $1,300. And so if that's the case with a small farm, you can imagine a large operation. You'd be looking at about $7,000 to $10,000 a month just to keep the place open. On top of that, they are upping the carbon taxes as of April 1st, and then they're planning to up them after that. On top of that, we had an increase in payroll taxes as of January 1st, which The employer actually has to match. It's not just what they take off of an employee's paycheck. It's actually the employer has to match it. So payroll taxes were already killing people. We've had businesses shut down and limited capacity for 2 years now. They're already on the edge. And now their bills just to keep the heat and the lights on and payroll are about to go through the roof. So all those protesters in those convoys, I think, are going to get a shot in the arm once mm-hmm. people start seeing their bills. And food prices are skyrocketing. In many ways, this is a perfect storm and turning into a worst-case scenario. That being said, I find myself in the awkward position of being proud of something that's happening in Canada because I haven't been for a very long time. But I will tell you this, Robert. Mm-hmm. Canadians, people think that they're very nice, just don't, piss them off in a hockey rink kind of a thing.
Right, right. But they put up with a lot, right? And then try to be kind. Now, I know it's a generalization. I get that.
Yeah.
But what is the perspective? I mean, you have the American Canuck, the combination. So you see both and being there. And of course, your accent is more Canadian in my ear. Than it is American too. So I find it fascinating that you have that view of both sides now, and also what you brought up about the Canadian government, the Trudeau administration, basically ushering in the World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab perspective of you will own nothing and like it because you will not be able to afford anything, so you'll be completely subservient to the government, and they can enslave you to do whatever menial task they say in order to get, if it's a loaf of bread or a crumb, I don't know. But I think to your point, the truckers that have been focused on bodily autonomy and not mandating vaccines, they're suddenly going to get the proverbial shot in the arm you mentioned when people realize how badly the government is making it, darn near impossible to live as a Canadian in Canada.
Yeah, 100%. Now, a few things that have happened over the past little while. These convoys that have gone to Ottawa have been massively popular amongst the public. You will see politicians and Ottawa City Council, their police force, and different officials complaining about it and talking about how it's disrupting business and disrupting their lives. And, oh, my God, I can't take the honking. Right?
Yeah, right.
But the other thing is it has galvanized a lot of Canadians that now all of a sudden that they kind of a crack in the dam and the flood is coming. So now you've got convoys heading for Quebec City from within the province of Quebec. You have border protests setting up in Sarnia. You have other ones in Alberta, south of Winnipeg and Manitoba. And there's nothing that the RCMP or a lot of these police forces can do because they're limited in their resources. On top of that, a lot of the tow truck companies that they're calling to say, hey, come down here and move these trucks from the border are saying, sorry, I've got COVID. I've got to self-isolate for 5 days like the prime minister. So people are getting together. And I have been hard on the police forces. I'm not somebody that is a big fan of policing in the first place, just due to corruption and different issues like that. But, man, these guys are in a really bad position because I think that they recognize it as well. And they're thinking, well, I need to do what I'm told, otherwise I'm going to lose my pension. But the other thing that they're realizing is that their pension isn't going to be worth anything anyways if these plans go through. You mentioned Klaus Schwab. He openly said that they have completely infiltrated the Canadian federal cabinet and that he personally knows half the members and Trudeau himself. So this is not a secret. It's out in the open.
Well, and that's the break point, I think. You got people that on one level you're trying to control by bankrupting them, making them so poor they can't fend for themselves. And you mentioned the farmers, right? Small farmers that are you won't be able to pay the electricity bill or power bill. And, of course, that would lead to what? Global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all the Canadian state, that will be able to afford to come in and continue to farm. And then, of course, utilizing genetic engineering and biotech. to poison the population of Canada. And many of my Canadian friends up there love to eat organic non-GMO foods. That'll go bye-bye as well. So you're going to have an outright rebellion on your hands if the Trudeau government, the World Economic Forum impact on governance in Canada occurs. Or I don't know if it's even possible to have it break up into the various subdivisions because the federal government is so out of control in many ways, like we've seen in the United States.
Yeah, 100%. The other thing that we're seeing with the farmers, too, is that they can't get any feed. So you've got beef farmers that are bringing emaciated cows that they can't feed to feedlots and packing plants and dropping them off at no profit, which in turn they're being made into dog food, not even being used to feed people. And I know people that work in that industry, and they're telling me that It's worse than people think, just because we're not seeing it 100% on the store shelves yet. We're going to very soon, and that's going to be a big wake-up call for people.
Oh, my gosh, is it? Yeah. So if we go back to the concept of the nice Canadian, do you feel like there's a point where they can be pushed and then suddenly they're not going to be nice? Because I've seen that even in America with our tolerance for various forms of subjugation, however subtle, they all add up into a disaster. And we have been as well guilty of falling asleep on the wheel of liberty. And yet Canada, of course, has something called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It may not be the same as our Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence. But what is the breaking point, do you perceive, where the Canadians are no longer nice?
Well, it's a funny thing. I'll give you a little example. About 22 years ago, I took a friend of mine from Edmonton here down to Chicago, and he'd never been to a big, dirty American city, but I had family there at the time, and we were kind of out partying and hanging out with people our own age, and at the end of the night, he said to me, "I can't believe how much trash these people talk. Back home, if you did that, you would just be knocked out flat and nobody would say a word." And there is that thing with a lot of Canadians where they come across very polite, but there is a point where they will knock your teeth out. They just won't say a lot about it before they do.
Right, and that's that point of the break point as opposed to,
yeah,
you know, you don't know when it hits. And I'm thinking, with all that you've described going on in Canada, and even, you know, the trucking convoy, what we've seen has been very peaceful. People coming out to feed them. They're feeding the homeless. I mean, as nice as can be in a protest scenario. Money that's been raised is extraordinary. I've heard it said that they can survive 2 years if on nothing else but what's been donated. I don't know, again, at what point the Canadian government and the Prime Minister has to acknowledge we can't continue with the mandates that we've tried to lay on the Canadians, and they cooperated until this point. I mean, is there a perception that they'll actually lose this battle, or are they still under the impression that they can outlast the truckers and the people of Canada who support them?
Well, do you remember Baghdad Bob in the Iraq War?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, hold on. Let's get to that after this break. Right now, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special edition, I would say cross-country edition. We share the continent of North America. Those of you who are in the United States, those of you who are in Canada, we have a lot of fans in Canada here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have someone that spans both, and that is Mike Phillip, Americanuck Radio. And we're talking about what's going on in Canada because it's impactful on the same continent. And we were saying, how far can they be pushed? And you were just bringing up the Baghdad Bob example. You need to relay that to people that might not know this.
Yeah, so if you remember when the U.S. invaded Iraq under shock and awe and all that, Baghdad Bob was a mouthpiece for the Saddam Hussein regime. And you could see coalition forces and Bradley vehicles rolling into town in the background, and Baghdad Bob was saying, there are no invading forces behind me. There is nothing's happening. It's all good. We're still in control. And that's kind of the impression that we're getting from the Canadian government, especially the federal government. Now, here's the interesting thing about all this. Most of these mandates are actually under control of the premiers, and a premier is kind of like a premier of a province in Canada is kind of like a governor over a state in the United States of America. Now, where the federal government does have jurisdiction is with federal employees and with the border. That the border is a federal jurisdiction. And so the premiers have been kind of really happy to let people think that it's all at the auspices of the federal government. But as the actions happen here in the province of Alberta, which By the way, Robert, a lot of people don't know this, but there's a very, very strong push with a large percentage of Albertans to cut all ties with Canada and become an independent republic or a U.S. state. There's actually a GOP party here and that deals with people in the United States on the statehood issue. But anyways, so what has happened is that the premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, who is from Ontario, by the way, has made a statement about 3 days ago that they were going to look at removing the mandates within about 2 months. Now, the other thing that was happening is that there was a leadership under review underway where he was facing the possibility of getting kicked out as the head of the United Conservative Party. Well, the conventional thinking was that he was going to hold off on lifting mandates until his leadership review. It was going to be springtime. It was nice out. Don't worry, everybody. You don't have to have the vax make and take vax passport. Take the mask off. I'm your buddy. Well, there's been a massive revolt within the party. And now, just today, actually, he has switched that to say, okay, Monday, we're going to look at removing the restrictions, especially in the schools, because this has hurt the kids more than anything. All of a sudden, he's really concerned about the kids. Now, the interesting thing about that and the other shoe to drop is that kids all over Alberta are in open revolt, and the school boards are acting like a bunch of jackbooted thugs. I'll give you a couple of examples. There's a city called Red Deer with about 200,000 people just south of me, about an hour and a half. And one of their schools caught wind that there was going to be a walkout over mask mandates. So what they did was lock down the entire school, and now they're refusing to let kids leave. On the other side of that, in another town called Castor, some of the kids were protesting outside. Same thing. They locked down the school, called the police in. The RCMP showed up. There's another town called, I can't remember the name of it, but same thing. They locked a bunch of kids into the mud room or the boot room for the entire day for protesting against the mask mandates in schools. So, like, there was a school revolt going on with the kids at the same time, and all of a sudden the premier, Jason Kenney, comes out and says, man, you know what? I care about these kids so much. We got to do something. But I'll tell you, when you start locking kids inside of schools and in boot rooms, and parents are going to lose it, Robert.
Finally, dude.
Yeah.
I've actually seen in California a similar circumstance the other day happen where the junior high or high school, the kids are revolting, they're not wearing masks, and they corralled them, rounded them up, put them in the gym, turned off the heat so it would be really cold in there, and then barred the door. This is imprisonment. This is dangerous. Yeah. This is unlawful and illegal and immoral, if you will, as well. Look, we got to take another break. Mike Phillip, my guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links up to all that we're discussing today and upcoming events. I'll give you some heads up on that when we come back. Again, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests against COVID-19 public health measures entered their second weekend in Canada. Trucks boxed out the downtown core of Ottawa, the Canadian nation's capital. Big rigs and other vehicles with signs blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blocked main arteries and intersections. By midday Saturday, 1,000 vehicles, about 5,000 protesters, and at least 300 counter-protesters were reportedly in the streets of Ottawa. The police chief there described the scene as a siege, adding it's something that is different from what he's experienced in his life. As far as the ongoing pandemic, South Korea logged more than 38,000 new cases, setting another daily record in its current surge due to the Omicron variant. That country has also recorded its 1 millionth case this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News. Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Amir, a black man, was fatally shot three times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd, another black man. A federal trial for three officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you come on over to robertscottbell.com, there's so much going on there. There's a lot of updates, daily notes. There's upcoming events page. We've got a lot of things happening online and some actually in-person events. There's a toxic mold masterclass coming up February 21st through the 27th. You can see that there. Also, I'll be appearing in New Orleans at the 2022 IAOMT Spring Conference. A lot of dentists and toxicologically focused doctors will be there, and I'll be lecturing on the regenerative capacity of both silver and copper, among other things. That's March 3rd through 6th in New Orleans. Then we'll be the next week, March 12th through 13th in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Stu and Terry Warner, and we'll be joined by Bobby Kennedy, Peter McCullough, Dale Bigtree, Judy Mikovits, and more. What a stunning group, including my good friend Brian Hooker, Stephanie Lucretio, Neil Miller. I mean, my gosh, you don't want to miss that. So join us in at the Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee, March 12th and 13th. Of course, those of you who are plugging into the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly, you already know that. Links are up. There are banners. You could support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty by becoming patron supporters or just supporting those who support our message here. Now, this message that we share in terms of freedom, health, freedom, healing, liberty, shared by a lot of folks that listen in Canada. And our friend Mike Phillip also, American and Canadian. I don't know how you combine it, but he has it. It's AmericanCanuckRadio.com. That's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We've been talking about what's happening in Canada because it impacts everywhere in North America and around the world. I think that we've been seeing duplication of some of these efforts of the Canadian truckers in countries in Europe, right here in the United States. Maybe, I don't know, could it be that Australia might wake up to the tyranny that they have descended into? Mike, I'm concerned what's going on in Canada, but I'm also seeing the positive impact of what's happening there elsewhere.
Yeah, it's amazing how, if anybody would have asked me if Canada would have been the catalyst to inspire the world to stand up to their governments, I would have lost that bet miserably, even just, a year ago. But here we are. But the truck drivers, see, I worked in the trucking industry for a very long time. I probably know people at the protest in Ottawa and most likely down at the Cooch border. And these are very strong people that typically stay out of things. They don't get too political. They just kind of keep their nose to the grindstone and work very hard. But as, with the situation that I described in the first segment today, they can't ignore it anymore because everybody's looking at losing everything. And the most dangerous animal on the planet is a man that has nothing left to lose. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And a lot of those protesters in Ottawa have already lost their jobs. They're already looking at losing their houses, and they're about to get the highest power and gas bill that they've ever had in a very cold winter in their life. So, I mean, people are just, they're going to snap. And I'm glad that Canada was able to lead the way in this because I never thought it would have happened.
Yeah, the other day we were talking about Trudeau's response as he basically ran and hid, like, oh, I have COVID, I got to hide. The Freedom Convoy is there. They have parked around the Capitol. And Trudeau says this, no plans to call in the military. But having no plans doesn't mean that you're ruling it out. Is there a possibility that the Canadian military, the people of Canada that are in the military, would actually fire on Canadian citizens simply for having a peaceful protest?
Well, let me just say this. The reason that Trudeau said that we don't have any plans for that is because the Ottawa City Council and the Ottawa Police floated the idea, and a military spokesperson very quickly came to the forefront and said, yeah, we won't be doing that. And so they had already turned it down very publicly before a request was even made. Part two of that deal with the military is that vets are treated badly worldwide. I mean, when my father was in Las Vegas dealing with the Veteran Affairs Office there, they told him that there were 6,000 vets on the street just in Vegas alone, much less any other city in the United States. And it's very much the same situation here. I have my sister's guy, was a tank commander in Afghanistan. On his paperwork, it flat out says that he got cancer from using depleted uranium rounds, and the military kicked him out and tried to screw him out of his health benefits. And just the military here messes with their people so badly. Morale is at an absolute all-time low. And I think that the reason why they're saying that they're not going to call on the military is because they know that the military won't do it. So what are they going to do? Call in the Chinese army, the blue helmets, the Chinese army wearing blue helmets? I don't know. But they certainly, I don't believe that they could get away with using regular army here. Possibly some special forces units that were working in league with the RCMP and CSIS. But other than that, no, I don't. Now, there's a couple of other things coming down the road here, Robert. At the beginning of the pandemic, the Trudeau administration had all prepared and ready to go what's known as a order in council. Now, what this order in council did that they pushed through while Parliament was suspended automatically overnight made millions of law-abiding gun owners criminals all across Canada. They had a list of guns, about 1,500 to 2,000 of them, that are in regular circulation in the hands of Canadians. We're talking in the millions. As of April of this year, will be restricted for the use of Canadians, and they have no way of enforcing this, just absolutely no way of doing it. The military cannot, they don't have the manpower to enforce that. The police don't have the manpower to enforce that. The cops have made statements saying, look, do not bring your guns down to our police detachment, because if we see people with an AR-15 in the parking lot, we're going to assume the worst. So just please keep your guns at home. But the government pushed through this World Economic Forum, disarm the population, order in council that they have absolutely no way of enforcing. And so that's coming as of April. The other thing that they're doing, they introduced a bill called C-10. And what that does is, the U.S. has the FCC governing all communications, right? Well, Canada has a similar agency called the CRTC, which is the Canadian Radio, Television, Communications Commission. Now, that this bill, C-10, is looking to push Facebook, YouTube, any kind of digital communication whatsoever under the control of the CRTC, making it a public broadcast. So let's say if you have a YouTube channel in Canada and you say something that the regime doesn't like, they can fine YouTube. They can fine you. Get this, Robert. The fine is like $70,000.
Wow. They could basically shut down any freedom of speech at that point.
100%. And they just issued a statement yesterday saying, look, we know that this is unpopular, but we're doing it anyway.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I want to ask you now about something that's near and dear to my heart. Now, that comes to something called health care. In America, I don't believe we have it, even though it's semi-free in a sense, not freedom of cost, but you have some level of choice that might be different than Canada. You have a single-payer socialized system there. When I've lectured up at the annual Total Health Show in Toronto for many years until COVID hit, I would talk to Canadians that came to that show, which was obviously more holistically oriented, homeopathy, herbs, natural things, right? And I would ask the Canadians that came to my lecture, I said, hey, do you like your system? And they say, yeah, we love our system. It's like so kind and compassionate, not like you in America where people can't get health care. I'm like, okay, you're here at this health show. What is it about your so-called health care system that you like so much that you use? And they would all admit, well, I would never use the system. I mean, I guess if I needed a surgery because I get hit by a bus. But other than that, I don't use any of that because I don't like drugs. I don't like vaccines. I'm like, all right. So you believe that it's great that poor people that don't know better are getting poisoned and injected? Oh, well, I never thought of it that way. And so my argument is that freedom is superior to the nanny state, even in medicine. And yes, if there was coverage for something called catastrophic incidences of unusual events, that's different than what we have, or what is arguably a very cruel and unusual mandating of participation in the third leading cause of death, and particularly in COVID, where the hospitals have become the overt killing fields of people. So what's your sense on the street in Canada about the healthcare system? Any shifts there, or am I asking too much of them?
Well, I'm glad that you brought it up. I actually have extensively covered differences between the Canadian and U.S. healthcare system. And when you say the U.S. healthcare system, you're actually talking state to state because it's not uniform right across the board, as you well know.
Right.
With Canada, with the healthcare system, anybody that thinks it's free is, they're either a little touched in the head, ain't quite right, or just completely ignorant on the issue. The Fraser Institute has done studies as to the actual cost of quote-unquote free health care in Canada. And what they determined was that a family of four basically pays usually about $2,000 a month in taxes. And the reason that this is difficult to trace is because there's no specific tax or fund that money goes into. It goes into general revenues. And not only that, but those taxes are collected across the country, then sent to Ottawa, and then Ottawa sends a percentage of it back to the province. So you're actually, you're not even using all the money that you have to pay for it. In the instance of Alberta, we pay about $20 billion a year and get maybe 14 back to implement it on the healthcare. Number two, it's completely allopathic reductionist based. It's like if you get shot, stabbed, run over, pushed out of a helicopter, trauma, right? Then, yeah, it's good, right? Because you're not going to get out and get a bill for $25,000. But chances are you paid that $25,000 or even $40,000 or $50,000 for the last 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference? It's just being taken off your check a chunk at a time. And you're right. Now, the other thing, too, is that the Canadian healthcare system is almost like a weird prison in people's minds where they're extremely proud of it but ignorant of it. Yes. And they were told that if we did not follow along with these COVID restrictions and measures, that it would destroy the Canadian healthcare, system.
Yeah, there's a parallel here in the United States in how they got it done. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Mike Phillip, America Canuck Radio. I'm at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in addition to our one day here. The power to heal is yours. I'm just here to remind you. We'll wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. Hey, thanks y'all for being here. We do a lot of, intense discussion on topics that some might be offended by. I don't know if any Canadians are listening today. We don't mean to offend you, but what Mike Phillip is talking about, realities of your healthcare system, single-payer socialized system that you don't consider when they say, oh, it's so kind and compassionate. Yet how much is efficient and how much would you really use if you're holistically oriented other than emergency trauma intervention? And in the United States, they said we had to flatten the curve, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Everybody shut down because we're going to overwhelm the hospital system, even though we have a sort of free market, but not really. It's kind of a monopoly medicine here as well. So that didn't go over well, and now people are realizing how dangerous the allopathic medical system is, but it's even more institutionalized and mandated in Canada, your participation, even though when I went to natural pharmacies and health food stores in Canada, I found a lot of homeopathy and a lot of herbs and things, and there were even naturopaths and homeopaths helping people out, but none of these things were covered under the so-called compassionate care. It's only about propping up the profitability of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing, too, is that they keep telling us that this is going to collapse the healthcare system if people don't go along, as we were talking about before the commercial break there. Well, look, I mean, I was hosting for another doctor on GCN almost 10 years ago where we were talking about this stuff. And it was collapsing back then, Robert. People were having to wait up to 2 years for absolutely essential surgeries where if they needed a brain tumor removed within 2 months or they were going to die. Or, you were looking at an average wait time in an ER of 16 to 18 hours. We had the former head of security for two Calgary Foothills hospitals on my show just about a month ago talking about the healthcare system. He said that 30 years ago, the hospitals were in bad shape. They had to triage people on gurneys in the hallways because they didn't have enough rooms. And it was the same thing every single flu season. It would almost come to the point of collapsing. Coronavirus thing, and I'm sad to say that the majority of Canadians, they still believe in it. They still believe in it. And it's, for the Canadian healthcare system, every man would gladly give his only begotten son and every freedom that he has in his life. Why? Otherwise, you might die! You know what I mean?
That's sad irony. Again, the same story is told in the United States, even with a different system. And allopathic medical monopoly, as you pointed out, reductionist thinking is something that has corrupted so many of us to the point where we were vulnerable to a scare, a scamdemic, a plandemic like this. If we were not afraid of germs, if we recognized the law of the terrain and how to strengthen our immune system and our gut and our liver and all of those things, then we would have basically said, yeah, so what? Let's keep our immune system strong. Those who are weak, let's help them to get stronger, and it would pass. But instead, we've seen the death rate climb after the so-called intensity of the early first year of the so-called pandemic, and now the real death rate is occurring because it's basically induced via the experimental jabs being mandated around the world.
Yep. Yeah, and it's really funny, too. Like, a lot of times these health officials that lecture everybody all day. I mean, in the United States, you've got Fauci there, right? And yeah. He loves going on TV and lecturing everybody. Well, up here we have a woman named Teresa Tam that looks like a weird alien with an Adam's apple. And it comes on TV and lectures us every day about how you've got to do your part to fight the pandemic. And it's like they're all a bunch of weirdos. Do you get the same thing? I mean, look at Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania, and they're all man.
The mayor of Chicago, the health department people, they look like they're from another planet. They do not look healthy at all. And, yeah, that's what we're seeing. So this may be the wake-up call for the Canadian people, much less the people of the United States, to say we've got to take our health back in our own hands, take it back from the government. We don't have time to talk about the Charter of Rights, you know, that you have there that's different from our Bill of Rights and Declaration and Constitution.
Can I say one thing about it real quick?
Very quick.
Right at the beginning, it says they can reasonably suspend the whole thing if it's a good idea. So there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, they wrote in an out. In the Constitution of the United States, there is no out, yet they're taking it. It doesn't exist, but the people, their compliance makes it possible. That's the only way this continues. And it's true in Canada. If you don't comply, they can't succeed in their agenda to impoverish you and make you a communist state. Thanks for being here. Mike Phillip, appreciate you, my brother. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.